This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. Once again, you are tuned into the Urban Culture Drive, guys, right here on Cliff Central. Now, I hope you guys missed us as much as we missed you guys. And just to make things clear, we're switching up things around here today because we never stick to the rules as in true Urban Culture Drive style. So we're going to give you 3 hours of incredible content today. I hope you guys are ready. But y'all know, the only way we know to roll is to squat up. We never roll alone. I'm with my fabulous boy, Joe.
How you doing, son? The sexiest voice on radio.
Yeah, the sexiest voice.
On online
on
radio.
Didn't you coin yourself the RJ the voice? Look, yes. I think that it's going to stick.
It's going to stick.
It's going to stick.
It's going to work. Hello, everybody.
What's up with you, Craig? You good?
I'm all right. I'm just a little concerned with your mathematical skills because I'm thinking 3 to 5 is definitely not 3 hours.
No. Oh, yeah, you didn't get the memo.
Oh,
sorry,
no.
We got another hour.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot to text you on that one. I'm so sorry.
You see, people never stick to the rules.
We never stick to the rules around here.
Okay, so when am I getting paid?
For what?
When am I getting
You can
paid?
Totally invoice me.
Absolutely.
Cliff Central, I mean.
But what's up, everybody? I'm a little too excited, too up, down, mixed up. The cold is sort of gently ending. Me and Candace are in short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
While everybody else is trying to adjust to winter.
But Candace is not because of, it's not by choice. It's by circumstance.
Circumstance. Look at this, fam.
Oh.
So, guys, I've got a 3rd-degree burn on my thigh.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, so rough sex is not good. Leave rough sex alone. Experimenting with iron.
Look, I'm never doing that again. I'm telling you that. I'm never going to do that style again because, look.
So, you decided to expose your scar to us.
Well, I can't wear jeans.
What do you expect when you're dealing with irons? What kind of foreplay do you use iron for?
Yeah, no, I just... I was literally from
what is that?
From gym and I was like, you know what, I look good in shorts today, I might as well just rock it. And everyone's like, are you not cold? I'm like,
no.
That's one. No, you deserve it. Why is there?
Production.
I'm becoming like a les today.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, true.
Les will be like, you totally deserve this. Never mind.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that should suffice. Yeah, it's good enough.
It's good enough.
Otherwise, how are you all? How are you all in a general note?
Alive and well, Joe.
Aside from your nasty fetishes, guys.
Guys, we went to an incredible event last week.
Yeah.
You missed out, Craig.
Of course, Craig.
You freaking missed out, bruh. It was right up your alley.
What do you mean?
It was the one thing that you would have loved more than all of us.
Black tie. Gala dinner type of vibes. Ministers were there.
You know when you're eating food but you don't know what you're eating?
Exactly.
But it's pretty as shit.
And it's
awesome. And you want to Instagram this shit
but
right now.
We need to address this. White people are playing with us. They were making us eat a pear.
A whole
fried, pear. What is it? Fried a pear.
Chief. And they put it in wine. Then they scratch. What is that? Peanuts. Pecan nuts, they call it.
Yeah.
And then they give us some raw meat.
And there was blue cheese as well.
And blue cheese doesn't really smell good.
Exactly. They were like, yeah, that's your starter. Enjoy.
I was looking at Job.
I'm like, where do you start? Yeah.
But also, you know, when you have a job, guys, it's a bit tough to attend this event sometimes. I was stuck at work. Some of us have jobs.
Shade.
Was that a jab?
That was a jab
below the freaking belt.
Shade of shade.
It's fine. We'll take it.
I'm gonna stress. That's what you say for us who don't have jobs. It's fine.
I'm saying for you guys who are creatives, you are out there in the world, you know, giving the world what your best time.
Speaking of the world,
all of us.
Exactly.
Why didn't you guys come to my exhibition this Saturday?
I was broke as shit. I was gonna come. Okay, fair. I guess that could have been
as
an option.
As always.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Remember, I didn't wake up in my own bed.
You
know when you're in the streets.
Other places.
When you're in the streets.
Absolutely. No, I had work. And you know what? Some of these things have to be done. The students cannot, you know, suffice without Craig or Sexy.
Exactly.
Stand there.
Be
back. It's a real thing. Even on Saturdays. So I'm a hardworking bitch.
Yes. You know? Absolutely.
When have you ever been not a hardworking bitch, though?
I think in December and the last few holidays. I mean, the last holiday I had with the varsity closing. I was chilling. I was not doing anything. I was actually becoming a little lethargic. It was weird.
What's that?
It's like when you just don't, you wake up, but you wake up tired. You sleep for 9 hours, but you wake up, you're like, I'm not going to face, You know, so it was a bit of an adjustment, and I think I'm not the only one who goes through this.
That's how I've been feeling these past couple of days, though.
Is it?
Like, I don't know why. I sleep for like 9 hours plus.
Guys, I don't want to lie, literally. Jove, yeah. I'm not jumping onto this because I want to feel part of the group.
Yeah, yeah.
But literally, that's my experience too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even Googled today because I do not sleep. I
understand.
Yeah.
What's happening.
I naturally am not a sleeper. I'll wake up at 6 and be perfectly fine for the rest of the day and go to bed at like 8, 9. But now this whole week and last week, I'm sleeping well into the afternoon, guys.
And you wake up
tired. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Wow.
The other morning, I woke up at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
The one
ridiculous.
Afternoon. And I'm like, no. This is not me.
Yeah.
So I Googled, and then it's the obvious, like, depression.
Nah, fuck that.
The depression is the number one thing, and I just it obviously.
Or it could be lack of iron.
I think it could be multiple things. Or maybe it's just the time of the year. Are we exhausted?
I don't necessarily think so. I think, you know, winter doesn't really make you exhausted. Winter does make you stay in, but I wouldn't say exhausted. Summer, when it's hot, you're lazy all the time. Yeah. I do get that lazy vibe, but like winter, I don't know.
Winter.
But I'm looking forward to the summer vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Same here. I've already started. In my head, I'm already.
And you've already got the summer body.
I'm not even playing.
And you remember the vibe during varsity times when like summer kicked in?
Ooh, spring. Forget Ooh. Summer.
It's gorgeous.
When we had Tax Rag Spring Day gorgeous. And we had all of those
parties. The square
parties
was looking. Like...
And you know the funny thing is, you guys talk about it as a distant memory. I go through this every year because I'm in academics.
Yes. Spin with him.
So it's your
so
life.
It's my life. You know
what I mean?
Precious ball, spring ball, all those things I'm still going through.
So Vela,
through.
You attained all of those things.
Fam.
I got no choice.
Hello. I don't have a choice.
That's why I got this talk. How in everything that's walking.
But also, this is a low-key way of advertising Urban Culture Drive. Hello.
Hey, don't try and sell us here.
Thank you.
You paying, Chawin, these things before we even came into the picture.
Absolutely
so
not.
Don't make it.
Lectures
don't
do not
make it
sleep.
Sound like
Tutor
it's us.
Lectures do not sleep with students. It's absolutely forbidden. I could get fired.
Disclaimer.
Thank you.
Could you really get fired, though?
Absolutely.
But I mean, these are two consenting individuals.
Yeah, no. Doesn't matter.
Is it because of the power struggle? Is it the dynamic? The power dynamic?
Lack of objectivity?
Yes.
Especially if it's my student.
Because then he could come for extra credit.
He could come for credit. Yes. And when you mark their student, I mean, when you mark their script, do you think you'll be really objective? Because
True.
You know what you were
okay,
doing.
Okay, awesome.
So you'd rather just stay away from that. If not, then you go to another campus because, you know, TT has 8 of those. So.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. To go to like Kharankoa if you're in Pretoria main campus, that's sort of okay, you know.
Since I have eight, have you ever thought of moving campuses? Are you comfortable?
Never. I'm good with the Bundus. I'm good with the monkeys.
Why,
I'm good. No, humanity, guys.
Okay,
it's
tell
beautiful.
Me, is there one university or higher institution that you'd really love to teach at one day? Oxford, Harvard, Yale. Where would you wanna? Ultimately, let's just say.
Ultimately?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, maybe long-term goal, I definitely want to go to Tux and fuck them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, just to show them that, you
Come
know, they can
circle.
Be, they'll be the first black vice chancellor and principal.
Yes, baby.
Can we, you understand? Can we walk down
the
shit
Can you just find
up?
The applause there? Yes, there we go.
Thank you.
Well
works.
Done, Job.
But guys, isn't that strange?
You had one job, Job. Well done.
It works.
But isn't that strange that for over like a century, there's never, I mean, it's about
A black
time.
Chancellor.
University of Pretoria.
No, man.
Wait,
I think in my
Vice.
Year,
It was Vice. Vice was Delray.
Delray also, but also she's also.
But there was that black guy, man.
Who?
In my year.
There was
not at the
Pistorius.
Top then.
Not at
it
the top.
It wasn't Vice.
There was Pistorius when I came in 2006, and he was there for a good a couple of years.
I need to Google
and then he
this
went
one.
To University of Hull in London, and then after there was Delray. I mean, also, why couldn't it be a Chikondwe or Ngonyama? You know what I mean?
No, I get
go
it.
Slay. Go
I
slay.
So slay.
I was recently surprised that my aunt is doing a doctorate.
Like,
hey!
Okay.
This
family, like, though. What did they feed you?
It's in the genes, bro. What can I say?
But ironically, a friend of mine said something to me. He said, education is just one of those things that you use, to get...
Where
the
you want
foot,
be.
Yeah, the yeah. foot of the door. But other than that, if you're not, I can get a PhD, but I'll never be a millionaire if I don't execute what I've studied.
100%.
I've seen people study these lectures. They're busy. They're engulfed. Gadibuka. They're in books. But you're like, but also, can you go sell a FedGo? Can't even do basic sales. But they've been studying.
You know, we were
But I think for an academic, especially a researcher, I don't think money is the goal for them.
Yeah.
I feel like they are just so...
Honey, with this economy, money is definitely the goal.
Of course. No, but I'm thinking like these
They're not
highly
street,
educated,
they're not
people.
Smart. It's for them. It's not about the
yeah.
Money.
For them, it's just trying to.
I wanna finesse this. What I'm doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
simply that.
Absolutely, but yeah.
Don't you think, Uguti, there should be a balance between book smart and street smart?
There should always be a balance between book smart and street
smart. So what's currently happening is that universities, if you notice, they've changed in terms of hiring the old, most educated person, white person. Now they're going for the younger generation, fresher, preferably from banks or whatever institution that has a lot of practical experience. And it is now a requirement that you must, you know, go and consult or do something practical so that you can keep your knowledge updated.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because not everything is by the book. The students now, they question what you ask, what you say.
Which is what we're talking about the other show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you guys were talking about
the number
of questions there.
I have to share this with
go
you.
Go ahead.
I had the most amazing class experience. So I went into a dance class at TUT. You know, they have different kinds of studios. So there's a degree called BTEC dance or diploma.
Like the proper,
guys,
like the formal type of dancing
that these guys do when they do their practicals, you will shake. It's stunning.
Let me tell you something about TUT Arts Campus. Everyone, especially in the industry, will tell you if you want to cast a dancer, an actor, someone for theater,
designer,
they all go to TUT Arts Campus. They have the best program when it comes to musical and art.
Yeah, I was quite shocked.
It is incredible. No, you guys are. TUT Arts Campus ranks right at the top when it comes to talent.
Is it better than ours?
I mean, I'll take Sim DeLon off the top of my head. Way better.
Yeah, way better.
Sim DeLon probably has. The whole season, I think maybe 10 alums from TUT.
From TUT.
That's how incredible they are. Like, everyone just wants to have. And you can even ask these superstars, people that you see on TV. Most of them studied at TUT Arts Campus.
Yeah, I won't lie. That class was just like, you guys would have loved it. I think we should actually do it.
What kind of thing? Was it contemporary?
No,
like ballroom?
It was like a lecture. So it was like one of the practicals, because they do the theory.
Yeah.
And then they incorporate practicals on it. So I just decided, you know, let me go and attend a class, you know. And I get there, they're showing different kinds of moves per genre. It's stunning. I mean, you should see them.
And
moves.
They were performing it live.
They're performing. I mean, it's practical.
Wow, it's amazing.
I'm sure
you enjoyed that.
Thorough. It's like a performance.
So now you should come to my shows and see what I do.
The visuals.
At my shows.
Absolutely.
Because it's an incorporation of everything. Like this. Okay, but let me not sell my ish. Let me not
come
sell my
on,
ish.
Come on, you can at least tell us about
on
it.
Other news of a person who's like multi-talented. Have you seen, guys, Kendrick Lamar?
His debut in Power?
In Power.
Yay.
That nigga. That nigga deserves this. Again. And again. And again.
Can I just say, I am probably one of the biggest critics when it comes to acting, because I want to do it and
do
I
it.
Pick up on things.
That niggas?
This guy?
Out the park.
Nailed it.
Out the park.
How are you that multi-talented?
It kind of reminded me of, you know, when Lady Gaga did the switch into American Horror Story, the fifth.
Right.
Oh yeah, when she was acting. Yeah.
And it's seamless.
Beyonce tried that, went south.
What I will say is,
yeah.
Nah. And I'm not taking anything away from Kendrick's talent and all of these incredible pop artists and rap artists that do go into acting.
Yeah.
In the States, ne, they take arts very seriously.
Very
when
seriously.
It comes to, you know, production. Look, and they have coaches on set that help them out. These people rehearse for
Absolutely.
Months and months with the best in the industry. So you can't be whack,
Absolutely.
Ultimately. And also, if you're in the production team here, you're not going to put that out.
No.
If you're going to make sure the product that you put out of Kendrick Lamar is the
sick.
Best that you could have,
it's
you know,
sick.
Brought to the party.
But I've always said, Kendrick, even when you watch his music videos, aside from him being formerly on the acting stage, when you watch his music videos, you get lost in him. Like, he pulls it off so well. It doesn't seem like he's shooting a music video.
Yeah.
It's like he's living whatever the song is fucking saying.
But so, brilliant job. I'm sorry. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Brilliant job.
So
I was in awe. I just wanted to watch more and more and more of that scene. It was beautiful.
I wished they had more and more of him in that whole hour.
It was beautiful.
You don't watch
done.
Power. You must watch that.
I'm going to start, guys. I have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, we must start with Tetsu Mizi Rose. You must give us that. When are we having that sit down at your place? You promised us lunch, remember?
Gonji. We were promised a fancy three course meal.
As soon as my calendar clears, I'll talk to my secretary.
This one is like
she'll be in touch with us, right?
It's like a Cyril Ramaphosa, this one.
Mm. How's the...
Tuma Mina, but then the minute the next best thing comes, he forgets about his promises.
Without the guap, though.
Look at what he's doing now with China. Nigga forgot all about South Africa's promises of taking money from China left, right, and center, leaving us in shit. Don't say Mr.
Sips
Accountant.
Sips water.
Don't say
since I can't sip anything in the
people
studio.
People were thinking Uti, the Guptas have captured the state. Guys, we're sleeping on the Chinese. Think about it.
Sips water.
70% of or 60% of African countries owe China money. And you know when you don't pay, they take your parastatals.
Well, they'll have to figure it out by themselves anyway.
I have no opinion.
Pay your debt. I'm indifferent. Hey? I'm indifferent, yes.
So what, Chinese, also, let them come.
I'm indifferent. Like, I'm just like, okay. What ifs?
Okay, homework. Giving you homework. Go read up about this Chinese issue. Homework.
And the BRICS summit.
Yes.
You know, I think, you know, such kind of homework just really takes me back to studies.
Yes. Me too, guys. I get bored in an instant. Hey, so please
my whole
don't
life
let me
has
go
been
and...
about like there's
guys,
always
one,
an issue.
This one is very important because this is the future. This is your future and the future of your children.
I think you
wanna go we don't want kids.
No, but you wanna okay. When at least get the iron, go for play the iron. You clearly don't want kids. You're trying to burn shit up. You're not trying to produce shit. But nonetheless,
yeah.
Did you see what he?
I saw the scar.
Guys,
can I just add to that? It was a curling iron too, so you can imagine.
Oh shame!
Hey,
I'm a seven sama curling iron.
But why would you heat up and I mean,
like,
honestly,
come on,
no,
yeah,
man, guys,
I
didn't do that.
Levels of foreplay, yeah.
Just to set the record straight, guys, what I did was I was trying to curl my hair with my curling iron, and it dropped from my hand onto my lap. And ultimately burnt my thigh. But look, I'm alive. Suffered a young 30-degree burn, but look, still breathing. Scarred for life.
Life well and kicking.
Yeah, well.
Ubani, Lokuza. Craig, you said you have something.
Yes, Craig, you have something to show. You're pregnant?
Much. Okay, cool. I'm just going to play this track right away.
Yes!
Yeah,
yes!
Take us to the break,
yes!
Man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old? As Sanlam turns 100, they are looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science. Featuring the voices of Nambita Mpumlwana and Thapelo Mokoena, it's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Dude, I still cannot get over Candace.
Yeah, I still cannot get over that last track, guys. Noah by DJ Spinal and Wizkid. That was dope.
That was dope. Thank you. Shout out, Sharot.
Major flavor. But you are busy flexing with muscles that you're not showing off. Like, really? What's the purpose of wearing shorts if you ain't gonna use them?
Instagram.
What? Instagreasy.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Who's gonna see you in Instagram in studio? You did not even take a picture.
You don't understand. You asked me what is the reason for shorts.
Yes, today. Okay, in the context of today, in the context of now.
Pictures have already been taken. It's just a matter of time of posting. You know.
Bafair.
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 There's a schedule to this thing.
Guys, I miss Leseroy. That little nigga.
I don't. No offense. We love you, but like we kind
of. I hope you're listening, nigga. I'm the only one who misses you.
No.
No homo, but. Yeah, these motherfuckers.
Okay, whatever.
Don't care about you.
You know, I actually remember something on Saturday that I was so dressed that, as Bonang would say, it was imperative that I had to go out.
Yes.
And I had to go out to more than one venue because I felt like the first venue, Nesafiness, you know?
So did
I
had take to. Take pictures?
Of course.
Why exactly one?
Ow. Already uploaded Insta. When are you late?
It's but always late. I'm paying off. So we the guy.
Data struggles.
491, what was the gig guide for the weekend?
Funny enough, actually, I was in Soshanguve. Ironically, after work.
Yeah.
So my friends had like a chillers at around about 1 o'clock. I got there. It was
PM.
A complete, yeah, PM. It was a complete vibe. It was like a complete, I was like, okay, I'm not leaving. Alcohol got low. And I was like, okay, Sosha and Guve, not so bad.
Sosha's lit.
Yes, it's
don't
lit.
Underestimate the power of Sosha.
No, but
Sosha,
I mean, I'm that's one whenever he's having a good time, he forgets about us.
Guys,
yeah,
were you really gonna drive?
And you know
overweight?
His turn up
I was
lit.
Like, my open is my home.
He's literally there.
Sosha Guve is home for me. Think I'm afraid of going to Sosha Guve. Upushing all over Niyako and a Craig.
But I'm
your
say,
own willpower. No lifts.
The Kasi was just like, you know, an incredible experience. So anyone who is afraid of the Kasi, please get rid of that nonsense. It's amazing. It's lit.
You know, up the Kasi. Did you always said it up the Kasi?
Shit. But funny enough, I only started partying Nami at my hood this year.
Oh, so now all of a sudden they're good enough for you.
Thank you.
After you get your degree, your honors, you're just living your best life.
Been about
and now you want to go back to the
it's
hood.
It's never been about that. It's been always good. I was not around. You remember I was in the Pundus for 3+ years?
I got you.
That's why.
Tell that to Temba.
I think I'm going to hate.
From Mabopane.
my
I'm trying to hear that.
My bros know I carry my hood flag very high.
Can I also talk about how cheap alcohol is that side?
It's like, freaking cheap, bruh.
Dude,
I went to Olivenhout Bush, because that's like a hood right outside of Centurion.
Yeah, just
I went to Olivenhout. So we wanted guaranas, right?
Yeah.
And so in the suburbs, let's say guaranas cost like $60 for six, right? Let's just say, for instance. Yeah. And then we got to the hood, it was a whole $40 for six. Like, everything is cheaper.
It's cheap. I don't understand.
Like, you can get lit as fuck. You because know, in the hood, the target market differs most. Like, you need to demand and supply. So, they ain't gonna pay $60.
Yeah. There's a place, couple of spots in the hood, Baribargi, Kodi 10 rand thing. So, basically, every beer you want is 10 rands.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they had that thing, Go Blue Room?
Yeah.
But the one in CBD.
Yeah, the student. Yes. What?
Where they Savannah had like, was wondering.
Yes.
That guy's.
Batong.
Are you serious?
So is it clearly these guys are ripping us off?
No, apparently they get sponsored.
Yeah, they get
so
sponsored.
So they get sponsored, so they need to clear that
stock.
Yeah.
So it's free alcohol.
Yeah.
They just make
essentially,
it.
But they make
it
the
kinda,
cuts.
It kind of reminds of Melville Student Night as well. Like where, you know, at, what's that place again? That's where you play pool.
Stones.
Stones.
Yeah.
Everything was $10.
Yeah.
And you have $100.
But you see,
you know,
I was talking about this last week with the students nowadays. They don't know these things. They don't have student places for them. Because for them, a student place is a Cubana or a news
they
cafe
missed out. I
or a rep sodas. And there you're going to pay $40 for a draft. I would have been sloshed with $40 back in my day.
At Cherry Jam or Cheeky Monkey
with that huge ass fucking pizza.
I remember Cherry Jam had to used to have the... There was a special every Wednesday. Was it Tuesday or Thursday? I can't remember.
With the biggest.
Where they gave you three. You know, they had those jam jars.
Yes. Mm.
They would give you three. It was three for $50, guys. On God.
It reminds me of...
Do you understand how lit?
Reminds me of Romans in Hatfield.
Yay. Oh,
the cocktail specials.
I'm telling you, those things ruined us.
Guys, the way...
That fish bowl.
Guys...
That
I don't know what they put in that liquor, but I don't know if that was cheap as spirits, but that shit got you lit.
That thing got me dating like a motherfucker. Like, I used to... When I used to go on a date,
you know what I mean?
I knew
used
I was
to take
within
the
budget.
To
I was within budget, and we want to get fed and drunk, and later on some dessert.
No, chow.
I mean, it was a whole situation. You started
I vibed with that thing, bro.
Started Romans, then you end up at Uncle Fauzi.
I mean, and I mean, Uncle Fauzi's, they used to have the six wings with some chips.
With some chips.
15 rand.
And then it's
you could never go hungry even if you wanted to.
Uncle Fauzi's was like the after party spot, right?
Yeah.
After when party everybody's
spot.
Drunk, because it didn't close, that motherfucker.
Do you guys remember, speaking of which, do you guys remember when Miguel came to SA? And then
Kaleidoscope.
He was at Muloko as well.
Yeah.
And then he was doing like they took him throughout, you know, like through Hatfield, and he ended up in Uncle Fauzi.
Oh, wow.
And he was queuing, so they got food at Uncle Fauzi. And I remember just every... Why was I at Senior Frogs? What the fuck was I doing
there? Oh, there was Senior Frogs.
You remember Senior Frogs? Yes. Resident.
I know. Skookile.
Liquid Blue or Liquid Chefs or what was it? There by the ugly opposite Slug and Lettuce.
What?
Slug and Lettuce, guys.
No, no, no. There was also another liquid something.
Flair.
There was also another liquid something.
What was that thing called, man? That club that everyone knows.
Was it not Zanzi?
Zanzu.
Yeah, Zanzu.
Because it was Zanzu Stones.
Mahamba
Yedwa.
And you know, Capello used to be there
before Senior Frogs.
Oh, guys. Hey, Mara, we lived here. It was nice, guys. Burnett
Drive.
Ah, guys.
So what do we old, guys?
Not true.
We fucking are old.
Like Craig said last week, I'm a 2000s are turning 18 right now.
It's tough.
God, it's incredible.
Axel Raff, my life in.
I know, but it's all right. Hey? It's all right. Everyone has their own time, guys. As
so
long as you're
so essentially, 2000s are at a consenting age right now.
Dude.
This is where I need to start hunting.
Dude.
You can start hunting.
I can start hunting. Because now I've always wanted to date someone 20 years young.
Hey.
But the thing is with Craig, ne? Craig likes these young boys, ne?
True.
But young boys don't have racks. And Craig is not trying to bless.
That's the problem.
He makes it very clear. He's not trying to fund your lifestyle. He's funding his own lifestyle.
My partner is most probably being born right now. So, hey.
Wow.
And finna make more cookies. All your iron skanky ashes and Oma Slee Queen whatnots and all those daddy issue.
Yeah.
My baby is being born right now.
So you're going to be 20 odd years
I'm
older
be
40 than her?
Something. She won't be 20 something.
Yeah, but you know what I like about
Kiola's Omis is doing it.
Yeah, the gay crowd is that you don't necessarily need to bless. Majority of these kids don't. They just like
they
a
hold
vibe.
Their own. Yeah.
See, if you have a vibe, there's a difference between having a vibe and being a blesser. You can have a vibe, but you'll never be boring. But if you're a blesser, you can be shit boring.
True.
Have a vibe. Invite a couple of Candices and Jobs, and you guys are drink. They'll be lit.
Yeah, true.
This past week I saw a blesser in action. I won't mention names, but wow, these niggas.
Yeah, no.
These niggas.
When you hear Job go, wow, these niggas.
I know it's rough out here, guys. Mm. Niggas be out here with their wives, but be making one other. Mm-hmm. Won't ever be that nigga.
Out with the wife. Yo, but that's brave. I feel like if someone's going to cheat on me, make sure it's somewhere very far. Can I be respected? Don't fuck my friends or my sisters or whatever. Mm. Can I be respected? It has to be somewhere far.
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi
go
far.
Play far. Go play
Abu
Dhabi, far.
Since you're a blesser, why not take it that far?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
I don't think I'd ever do the blesser life, though. Like,
You say that now
you
till
say
the
that
guap.
Now till you're
nigga,
right
I'm up. Stingy as fuck.
Yeah. But besides... Yeah.
You think I'm gonna come out with
you're Twana, you're a Twana boy.
Yeah, like
y'all are
not
fucking
about,
stingy. Shit.
I'm not about that life. I'm stingy as fuck.
One of my really great friends from Vasti also is a Twana boy.
No, but the only
King King, if you're listening, I'm outing you right now on the show. Yes.
No, but this
I can tell King, you know what? I just need like $20, ne? Yeah. King will be like, get this. You know,
I'd rather buy you that pie.
He'd be like, no, Candace, you don't. No, he'll be like, no, he'll convince me that I don't need the $20. Like, no, Candace, you know what? You don't need that $20. You live without the $20.
But is there anyone stingier than Lesero?
Me.
No. Job and King.
Job
my
and
friend
Lesero.
King.
You guys are same me. What's up. But I don't think you're stingy. I remember you buy me a couple
you're
of
you're not
drinks.
Stingy at all. No, I don't even know why you're in this. You're not stingy. And Job always like blesses me when he has rags. Hey, always.
You're the fortunate one.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take
that's
that.
Not blessing. You guys, for me, like a simple thing, you're like a drink, $40, nyana. Ah, come on. That we can do. I'm talking about blessing.
Nah,
like take, 10, dropping 10
like,
grand
like
on
taking,
me.
Taking Candace to the Hilton for a whole weekend with the girls.
But if it's
but not with the girls.
No, but remember
with you,
within your tax bracket.
Yeah,
obviously.
With me,
with you, it's vibe. Yeah. But the moment we include Abo, less
people,
no, it's not a vibe.
So you see, with me, within my own bracket and circle and people's, it's fine. Yeah. The minute I have to extend it out to other people that are not going to be of benefit to me. Yo,
look
man.
At his face.
Yo, man. I become a Lesero. I become a banker.
It's a real thing.
I become a banker.
It is a real thing.
But now when I Craig, you haven't been telling us about blessers. It's been quite a season for you, actually. Come to think about it.
About what?
With these blessed things, with these guys and relationships and...
Guys, who are you fucking?
Guys,
exactly.
you know, this is the problem. Because I
you
started to talk
quiet.
About these things on radio and then one of them decided to listen.
So he caught feelings.
You got burnt.
So I'm like, you know what?
You got burnt.
This is no longer for public consumption. I have learned.
It's unscripted, man. You should have told him.
I'm just like, you know what? Actually, because I'm doing what Carrie Bradshaw does. Like, I'll have an experience and I'll write about it. Like, you know what she used to do in Sex and the City?
Yeah.
You just go have an experience a weekend and then I
come
talk about it.
And then you come back
and then everyone now knows me as Content Hunter, you know?
Hey, let them have their titles, bro, as long as it's working for you.
No, it actually isn't working, boo.
So you got burnt.
No, I wouldn't say burnt, but I was like, you know what? Okay, fine. Let me just...
But that is being burnt.
Let me just, you know...
Because I'm surprised, but how many months has it been since Craig spoken about
a love interest?
A love interest or crush
or
whatnot?
I think it's just growing up, hey? It's just growing. There's a
so you're saying in the past... 2-3 months ago you are not grown up. What do you say?
No, I'm just saying that it's there's an element of just maturing.
Yeah.
You know, there's an element of getting bored with the same thing.
I very
thing.
Much agree, yeah.
And you know, right
same
now
same thing being a relationship.
Yeah, no, I mean right now I have a lot of people asking. I have a few people asking me out and I'm asking them out. But it's not like, you know, Ahana, that thing, there's no Zazazoo, man. There's no vibe. So it's like I'm not gonna waste another 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna waste condoms. Do you understand?
Why are those Swaziland ones? Did you still have them?
Protector
finished,
Plus.
Finished.
Protector
Plus. Hey. Done in the first.
Yeah, I'm lacking there.
Done in the first what? First week?
No, first week it was a wrap. No.
And you do still have Protector
but
Plus left.
It only with... took 16.
It's too much.
Yo, man, come through its lids. Come
you
through its lids.
And guys, I need to get my sex game up. Clearly.
But apparently it dies when you're not in a relationship. When you're not constantly having sex, it kind of mellows
down.
Shingles. That's why you have date 837 with no sex.
Without sex. Did you see those memes and pictures
people
online?
People are busy doing, but that's why you need to always go to Pornhub and just remind yourself. What's what?
Does Pornhub substitute a body?
No.
The problem but it substitute the release, which is like
is essentially the core of the issue.
It reminds the system, Uguti, this thing still works. And I need to produce this type of thing so that it can be excreted.
Ironically, porn addicts.
You get what I'm saying?
No, but ironically, porn addicts, when it's time for them to perform, they don't.
No, but there's a difference between being a porn addict and occasionally, weekly,
consuming
visiting
porn
up just porn. To remind your system. Because you know that thing can cause prostate if you don't release
for
a long time.
Because
so you need
once
to
a
just,
week or once a day.
Or once a day.
It's okay.
Or 16 times a week. Hey, but you need to do what you need to do just
sure.
So that.
So when last did you jack off?
Probably this morning. He looks like a morning. Yeah.
Does he look like a morning one?
I can see already. Yeah. You know the weird
thing. You spit.
No, but the weird thing about guys jerking off is the fact that you know you need a towel. So sometimes there are those situations where you just had an amazing session.
Have you ever had?
And there's no towel.
So
now,
when you
and
come,
now, and now you must. Be
no, you must. Oh, you must.
Walk around to the toilet
in the,
really?
In the dead of
or,
winter. Yeah.
Or there's been that time where you haven't like in a long time, and then you do it,
and then
it's
like,
and then it hits you here in the eye.
Don't fucking lie.
I'm telling you.
Now you get an experience, your own experience of what you do to the ladies when you do this.
Mm.
On
so
the eye,
the
like,
whole,
hey.
Whole wiping. Okay. It's just like, oh, God.
So, have you guys tasted your own semen?
No, I haven't tasted mine, obviously.
I felt the warmth of
but
it.
But you've tasted
and
it,
this,
obviously.
Yeah.
Have you tasted semen?
No, I felt the warmth of it, my own. Like, okay. Shit is warm. Shit is really warm. On a cold winter's night.
Oh, wow. Shame. I'm sorry about that, Job.
But yeah, that was Sex 101, guys. So you need to...
Thanks for tuning in.
...lubricate and function the system. Just don't let it go dead. 820, man.
Yeah, that's kind of not normal.
You might not have the physical thing, but hey, God gave you two hands and feet.
And but, feet. Yes,
and
yes,
feet.
Yes.
Yeah,
for
but
those
also,
flexible ones.
You know, also I feel like wanking does kind of prevent you from doing something very stupid.
They say that. They say that sometimes, me, you know what, you just sort yourself out and you're good
like
to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, there's no bill to be paid.
Exactly.
There's
no time
there's no
wasted.
Dress.
Yes.
Hence I felt when you said you don't want to waste 3 weeks or whatnot.
Yeah, guys.
So for me, it's been like I could easily text or do something, but I'll be wasting the poor girl's time. Because after that, I'll be
also,
like, if I.
Because I mean.
And then you do the 2 minute, 3 minute wank.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, but why did I even want to text that one?
Do you know what I mean? And also, you know, condom is a real expense, guys. Durex, 51 rand.
Because we ain't letting
it's
people.
It's not funny anymore.
No,
like,
ain't no one going to smash with that choice shit.
Yeah.
I have a rule.
What about Max?
Ain't no one
going to Max?
None of that
Dr.
shit.
Dr. Malinga.
If you're going to smash, you're going to come through properly. Please respect
but
me.
But with Malinga vibes, like, you know, Malinga condoms.
How much is it?
I don't know.
No.
It's probably going to be pitched at 30, 25, 30.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, it needs to be accessible. So.
It needs to be accessible.
Trust. Yes, sis. Don't disrespect me.
What
Protector
the,
Plus.
What
no,
but Protector Plus is the wine.
That thing is good, guys.
It's good. Really good.
Swazi government issued condoms.
Proper.
Like, they're on the level of Durex. I shit you not, kidding.
Swear to God.
I swear to God.
Except for Featherlight. I wouldn't. Put it quite there.
Real feel is no. It's not on that. It's not on that level.
But
the normal standard Durex.
Yeah, but I was quite
the blue packet.
The blue packet.
I was also quite impressed. I was like, okay, this is
okay.
No wonder you used this 16 times.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
if you're using it 16 times, then surely
it was after December. It was lit.
It was after what?
December.
So you were taking out January. You were taking out the frustration.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Kenneth, take us away.
Urban Culture Drive.
Every day we are faced with news and issues that we often sweep under the carpet. Ignorance might be bliss, but not for the Gareth Cliff Show. Every Tuesday, Gareth Cliff and team don't turn a blind eye to issues that affect all of us. Make sure you download the podcast on cliffcentral.com right now. Don't Turn a Blind Eye To is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Turn your windows or doorways into your room's best accessory with Taylor Blinds and Shutters. You'll be spoiled for choice between Taylor's aesthetic blinds and functional shutters, which bring a world of color, texture, patterns, and taste to your space. Find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
Taylor Blinds. It reminds me of I was watching the Ray movie yesterday.
When I think Taylor, I think
Swift.
Bold and the Beautiful. No, Bold and the Beautiful. That Taylor that used to be there.
That isn't that the whore?
No, that's
not Brooke.
Oh, Brooke. Mm. Taylor's which over the ridge.
And can you please respect her? She's a queen. She's a legend. She's a leader.
For what? For whores?
Yes.
No, but also the acting was impeccable.
I've decided to stan. Yes, Brooke Logan. She's a whole fucking mood. A whole mood.
A whore mood.
You have to. I respect.
You know when you say it like that, it sounds so crass.
That's a whore. That thing is a fucking whore.
But you know what is the most interesting fact that I discovered? Remember Stephanie?
Damira. Wait.
No.
Oh, yes.
She's actually a lesbian.
She is lesbianist. Yeah, she is.
I was like.
She is lesbianist.
Wow. I mean, after all those years of acting.
Hilda from Sim the Lawn is also a lesbian.
Oh, no.
Even Moose. What's this? Is he Dingo?
And Matruna guy. Also, apparently.
Matruna?
What's that bold guy from Is he Dingo?
Oh, yeah.
He's gay.
Yeah, he is.
Apparently, Gennaro is gay as well.
Well, that would make sense because I've never seen a honey on his arm.
I wouldn't mind a Gennaro. Gennaro is very sexy. Yeah.
Which bold guy from
the crook one?
The one who used to fight with Cheryl's husband at some stage.
Mr. Haynes.
Barker Haynes. He's gay.
He stays in Malville.
He's queer.
And apparently he's like fabulous. A flamboyant.
Oh, I'm sure.
Out there.
I'm sure.
Yo, fabulous.
Fab. Okay, that's
and
cool.
And Gennaro is gay.
I don't know.
That was a shock.
I don't know. If he is, can I just get his number? Because that guy is sexy.
Let's invite him to the show, actually. Let's make that a mandate.
Oh, my God. Let's note that down. We need to get Gennaro on the show, guys.
Where's that pen?
Catch us on the socials as well at Urban Culture Drive, guys. And tell us who you guys want to have on the show. Tell us who you guys want to hear on the show. We're going to extend this to you guys.
And then it will be our duty to get those
and we will make sure. And guys, please don't ask for Beyonce, please. She'll only be in the country in December. We can maybe try to figure that out.
If it is true.
But you know, by chance, you know, just.
I don't mind you guys challenging us, but let's not break our best.
Let's not reach.
Yes.
Too much.
But do tell us. It's hashtag Urban Culture Drive on all socials. Take a picture on Insta.
Yeah.
Take them and say we want them on the show. We'll definitely try and bring them on the show.
Also tag Cliff Central on that, and this. Invite is not extended to Skolopad or Zodwa. I'm joking, guys. I have no beef with Skolopad.
It would actually be interesting.
An interesting question, guys. Something quite random. Would you guys date someone who's got like albino or vitiligo?
Yeah. Vitiligo, yes.
Yeah. All right.
You know that chick from Isibaya, that albino chick who was acting in Isibaya?
Yes.
Ooh.
All right. Quite
mother
interesting.
Mother of my kids.
I asked a couple of people and they were like, no. Some were like interesting, it would be nice for, you know, but a lot of people were like, they had quite a negative connotation until they saw that rapper with that chick, that model chick, you know, got vitiligo. And I was like, so it's like, I was just find it very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's more about being exposed to these things and an understanding, because we fear what we don't understand.
Mm.
So once you can understand things, you're open to it.
Plus, I've always had a. Like Candace has an iron fetish.
Yeah.
I have an albino fetish.
Do you have a little person fetish?
I once did.
Okay.
I once did because.
You're probably 16. Fuck.
Yeah. And you know, because when I started, my girlfriend at the time was like really short.
Tiny.
Like she was short and tiny. So it was like borderline.
Yes.
So I was like, okay. It's not far off.
Let's see.
Slippery slope.
Since we're on this topic, how about Down syndrome people?
Down syndrome,
Which changes the dynamic slightly because of the mental.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm taking advantage now.
No, I wouldn't be able to cope. I mean, I can date people with chronic illnesses that are not.
Yeah, you know,
But I feel like when the moment becomes mental, maybe it's because one of my exes had like bipolar, and I've experienced that whole thing. I mean,
he was a Kanye. You left a legend, man.
I think Kanye speaks genius. Very lightly of it, and mm. And it's he's sort of glamorizing bipolar because it's never ever it is simple and cut and dry.
It's trying to show that you mustn't take it that seriously.
But you should, because you know these people, and you know it's worse. It's worse when the person is not really treating themselves
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because they don't know what's going on. And
he's not saying don't treat yourself. He's just simply saying don't overburden yourself with the fact that you have it. Don't think you're different. Just like a person who's diagnosed with AIDS or whatnot, live your life comfortably. There's ways in which you can deal with this.
That's a nice diplomatic way.
That's nice to say. Sounds good.
But that's what, because people have just like depression. You can deal with depression in a sustainable, but the more you dwell on it, then it becomes even a heavier depression.
I
think if that were the answer, everyone would be
free of depression.
We wouldn't be going on antidepressants.
Because my experience of dating someone is bipolar. I get what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, it's lovely. When this person told me, I was like, okay, cool, I'm all for it. And I went there to the psychiatrist. It was a vibe.
Yeah.
But the moment that it starts, they get schizo as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So the schizo can tell them to do anything.
Yeah.
Even kill you.
They can go crazy.
So
yeah.
It's not. It can. You know.
Hence, I'm not saying it's glitz and glam, but that's why Kanye gets lost in translation a lot of times. All he's trying to say is that it is something to be concerned about, it is something to take seriously, but don't burden yourself and think you are an outcast to society. That's what he's basically saying. Mm. You get what I'm saying? That's what he's saying. Don't take it like you're an outcast to society. But
gotcha.
On that note, we're going to be taking over Kelman very shortly, and we have a very fun and memorable guest or crew or squad,
a team,
or the KKK of dance who's going to be joining us later on. But until very much then, love and light, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is CliffCentral.com.